Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Crowd of spectators at a parade honoring the winners of England's Premier League Championship.
We can hear the thuds as the car hit and people screaming and shouting. And
CBS's Vicky Barker has details from London.
Even as the last of the injured were being rushed to local hospitals, Liverpool police were announcing that the driver was a 53-year-old local white man. Apparently, an attempt to prevent the kind of social media misinformation that sparked racist riots across the UK after three little girls were stabbed to death in the city of Southport last summer. And social media reports falsely claimed the perpetrator was an immigrant.
We learned overnight a boat exploded near a popular sandbar in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, injuring 11 people. CBS News Miami's Adam McAllister.
A number of the patients had significant burns.
Officials say there were 13 people on the boat. 10 were taken to the hospital, including a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. We caught up with the children's father, who was also burned on the boat.
My wife and my kids, they'll be okay. There's nothing permanent.
It's still unclear what caused this explosion as multiple agencies work together to investigate.
It was a hectic holiday weekend at the airports. The TSA says last Thursday and Friday were the third and fifth busiest ever. There were no major problems reported at Newark, which has been plagued by technical issues. Correspondent Meg Oliver was there.
It does seem to have eased some of the strain on the aging system. They cut down the number of flights coming in and out to around 56, and typically 80 flights per hour go in and out of Newark. So that seems to have helped alleviate the situation for now.
Storms caused major delays at airports in Dallas, Houston, and Denver. A local official says Russian forces have taken four border villages in northeastern Ukraine, days after Vladimir Putin said he'd ordered establishment of a buffer zone. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Russian spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said the weekend operation was a retaliatory strike targeting military facilities. That's something Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky disputes. In a statement, Zelensky called for more sanctions against Russia and said the silence of America and silence of others around the world only encourages Putin.
In Gloucestershire, England, a 23-year-old YouTuber from Germany, cream of the crop at the annual cheese rolling competition for the second year in a row. Tom Kopke was the first down the steep mountain with his 7-pound wheel. The event dates back almost 200 years. Dow's futures up 562. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're working on learning more about the condition of a biker flown away from a Kenosha County crash last night. At around 6, Flight for Life was called following a motorcycle crash at County Highway J.I. and W. The victim was found barely breathing and bleeding heavily. Fire and rescue units from Wheatland, Randall, and Twin Lakes responded. A Vietnam War veteran and a longtime educator has been named Kenosha County's first ever Veteran of the Year. County Executive Samantha Kirkman says Milt Dean's decades of service to veterans, youth, and the community made him the clear choice for the new annual award. It'll be presented in person at Friday's Veterans Appreciation Summer Picnic. That's being held at the Kenosha County Veterans Memorial Park. And Racine's Haymarket opens this week. The renamed Downtown Market Experience kicks off Thursday, bringing fresh food, arts, and live entertainment to Monument Square. The event runs every other week from 4 to 7. There's more on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It's the Brewers and the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew and the Red Sox in Milwaukee. Yesterday, the Brewers held on to beat Boston 3-2. Jackson Churio, a leadoff home run. Catcher Eric Haas knocking in an insurance run. Defensively, the Brewers looked better. Pat Murphy.
We're getting better. You know, our outfield defense, Collins made a great play. Ortiz made a diving catch on a line drive, but Collins in the outfield made that nice catch early. You know, Churio's getting more and more comfortable in center. And, you know, when we have Frelick out there, these close wins that we've had lately, that makes for a good outfield.
NFL Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw out the first pitch at the game yesterday and says that he got some tips from the Brewers pitching coach Chris Hook.
Yeah, they gave me some tips on how to hold the ball. Chris told me I was holding it wrong, so he got me coached up. I didn't get a warm up at all, so that's why I was trying to loosen up the arm a little bit up there. Baseball is a little bit different than throwing a football, so I'm trying to get used to it.
The Packers have OTAs in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid-60s and a bit cooler upper 50s by the lake this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. A few showers tonight, low of 49 tomorrow. Cloudy with some rain and a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
I don't know much about global warming, but I do know they stopped debating it. Something's happening. In 20 years, what are we going to tell our children and grandchildren? Because they're going to ask us. They're going to come up to us. They're going to be like, did you know about global warming? And we're going to be like, I mean, I heard about it. I brought my own cup to Starbucks. There's floods, there's fires, there's a pandemic. In biblical times, these would have been messages from God. Like, we don't know, God might be up there right now like, are they getting any of these messages? And God's assistant's like, no, sir.
Set the entire state of California on fire. Did they get the message?
One woman is saying it's space lasers, sir.
What about the pandemic? I said a plague.
They're blaming the guy who came up with Microsoft Word.
California dreamin', California dreamin', on such a winter's day. California Dream with Mamas and the Pop is local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me. Hope you had a safe and very comfortable Memorial Day weekend. I hope it was very nice for you. We had beautiful weather. We were blessed with this beautiful weekend. I hope you took advantage of it. My wife and I were sitting on the porch last night. We had chairs like Mr. and Mrs., you know, Front Porch America. We were sitting there. I felt like some, like I was out in Mayberry or something, sitting on the front porch. It was really something. It was nice, though. You know, we got some new chairs, and we decided just to sit there and watch the passing parade go by in the evening. It was nice. I never did that before. All right. This is the unofficial start of summer, Memorial Day weekend. And let's kick it off with Summer for the First Time. Here's Bobby Goldsboro. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
It was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, 110 in the shade, and the pavement was steaming. I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet, I needed time for some thinking. I was just walking by when I looked in her eye, and I swore it was winking. She was 31 and I was 17. I knew nothing about love, she knew everything. When I sat down beside her on her front porch swing and wondered what the coming night would bring. The sun closed her eyes as it climbed in the skies, and it started to swelter. The sweat trickled down the front of her gown, and I thought it would melt her. She threw back her hair like I wasn't there. She sipped on a Julie. Her shoulders were bare, and I tried not to stare when I looked at her Julie. And when she looked at me, I heard her softly say, I know you're young, you don't know what to do or say. But stay with me until the sun has gone away, and I will chase the boy in you away. And then she smiled, then we talked for a while, then we walked for a mile to the sea. Sat on the sand, and a boy took her hand, but I saw the sun rise as a man. Since I looked in her eye, but the memory lingers. I go back in my mind to the very first time and feel the touch of her finger. Was was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, one tin in the shade.
Bobby Goldsboro, Summer. Local news, Tampa hits WRJ, and I haven't heard that in a long time. A good song. I remember that now. Hey, recently a server told a wild story about a customer. It went viral. A guy had left a big tip to impress his date, but he later went back inside alone to reduce the amount. The server followed him out afterwards and right in front of his date said if he wanted to slash the tip, he had to sign a new receipt. How embarrassing. Talk about getting even, huh? Wow. Cloudy today. It looks like highs in the mid-60s. Chance of showers, lows 50 tonight. And early showers tomorrow. Cloudy, highs near 56. Right now, the sun is a little shiny through the clouds this morning. It's 51 degrees here at Radio Park. Here's Neil Diamond. You got to me.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought down. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl.
You got to me.
All right, come on now.
You got to me.
Say you got to me now.
You got to me, Neil Diamond, local news, Tamla Sids here at WRJ. And thanks for joining me. Hope you had a safe weekend. It's tough getting up, isn't it? It is tough, especially when you got lazy yesterday. Now, here's the thing. What day do you think it is? It's not Monday. It's Tuesday. That's going to screw you up all week. Garbage collections are going to get screwed up. Everything's going to get screwed up because you're off by one day now. Hey, looking for a successful cookout this summer? A poll found the ideal burger. Here it is. A thick patty, American cheese, bacon, lettuce, ketchup, and mayo on a sesame seed bun. Oh, that sounds good. 7 out of 10 people said the perfect burger would also need some kind of side of fries. This might be controversial, but potato wedges voted the best type of fries to pair with a burger. Not French fries, potato wedges. You know what? I agree to that. I can use some right now. I'm starving. All right, let's check with Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a good police procedural, check out Line of Duty. Season 1 starts with a police sergeant who refuses to be part of a cover-up and joins an anti-corruption police task force. Just started watching it, but I am digging it due to good writing and really solid British acting, including actors Lenny James, Kelly MacDonald, Martin Compston, and Stephen Graham. The BBC show is available to stream on several different platforms, including Hulu, Prime, and Peacock. The Cannes Film Festival gets the best of the best films every year, year, so it's no surprise that many films have received serious buzz post-festival. According to the Daily Beast, the best film to come out of this year's event is the comedy drama Sentimental Value. The film stars the great Stellan Skarsgård and Elle Fanning and is being called a story about family memories and the healing powers of art. Sentimental Value is directed by Norwegian filmmaker Joachim Trier, and it's one to keep an eye on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Collect new Brewer swag designed by Wisconsin artists and T-shirt Tuesdays presented by Hupie and Abraham. Be one of the first 10,000 at the game on June 10th for a special shirt by artist Whitney Nettles. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
And you'll be my last love. I will
Soulja Boy, Sherelle's local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, congratulations. Our Racine Raiders are now 4-0 on the season as they just had a win against the Illinois Cowboys the other day. They continue their season Saturday against the Detroit Ravens in Detroit. WRJN will air the game featuring Don Wadowitz on the play-by-play. Pregame 5:45, kickoff 6 o'clock. Raiders football, sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social date programs for older adults. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine's beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time on WRJN. 4-0 on the season. Plus, I forget how many the coach told me the other day, how many games that is in a row, like 30 games in a row, 30 wins in a row, something like that. Isn't that something? A woman in Massachusetts forgot to scratch the last number on a lottery ticket and threw it in the store's trash can. She thought it was worthless. Then one of the owners found it and realized it hit for $1 million. What do you think he did? He gave it back to her. And that's let's give you confidence in the human race once again. What would you have done? Would you have kept the ticket or would you try to find the owner and give it back to her? Yeah, you got to give it back to her. It's $1 million. Come on. Here comes the captain and Tennille.
Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever some sweet talking girl comes along. Singing a song. Don't mess around. You just gotta be strong. Just stop. Cause I really love you. Stop. I've been thinking of you. Look in my heart and let love keep us together.
Keep us together, Captain and Tennille, local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. 53-year-old guy in Iowa asked his neighbors to mow his lawn for him on a Saturday. When they hadn't done it by that Sunday, he set their house on fire. Luckily, no one was hurt. Said he started the fire with the gas from the lawnmower, which they should have used to mow his lawn. Whoa. Be happy for the neighbors you have, huh? 6:31 now.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
It's 6:31. It's time for the news this morning. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Milwaukee man was killed and a Racine man injured in a two-car crash in Racine County Sunday afternoon. Police say the Milwaukee driver crossed the center line on Northwestern Avenue in Caledonia and struck the man's truck, which was towing a boat. The Racine driver was hospitalized but has since been released. The crash remains under investigation. Do you remember back in March of 2021 when a man caused a scene at the Mount Pleasant Walmart swinging a stick and shouting at customers about COVID? Well, late last week, 4 years later, a Racine County judge sentenced David Berryhill Jr. to 141 days in jail and 3 years probation. He pleaded no contest to the pandemic charges. Four of the charges were dismissed. Batteries for a six-foot-long drone caused that Kenosha County house fire late last week. The home in Brighton was a total loss, with fire officials saying the massive lithium-ion batteries sparked the fire Thursday afternoon. The batteries ignited while being charged inside the home, prompting firefighters to issue a warning about the dangers of overheating, swelling, or leaking batteries. People are being told to charge the high-capacity batteries outdoors and to stop using any battery that shows signs of damage or odd behavior. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Well, as we get closer to the end of the school year, now the questions start popping up. Who will be teaching agriculture education classes next fall? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. We'll talk about that with the Department of Public Instruction Education Consultant counting up the vacancies. That's next.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's
BioVet.
Sally Ladston is the education consultant overseeing agriculture, food, and natural resources at the Department of Public Instruction. She said she's already starting to hear the conversations develop about teachers that will either be exiting or changing their agriculture education positions before next fall.
Yeah, this is definitely the what I'll call crazy time of year when people start making changes professionally. And so right now we track teacher changes and we're seeing about 19 programs that we're anticipating a change in, whether that's a retirement of a teacher, a change where a teacher chose to leave the program for a variety of reasons, or even starting a new program or a new position. So we track that number pretty closely. Last year, we were right around 60 by the time all was said and done. So I'm anticipating significant movement again this summer, knowing we're right around that 20 mark, probably at least double that is what I would expect to see.
Sally Ladston, education consultant overseeing agriculture, food, and natural resources, also acting as the FFA advisor at the Department of Public Instruction. She said it's not just about the teachers that are changing positions within agriculture education. It's also about finding new teachers to come in for programs that are looking to expand. She said we'll likely hear more about these conversations during the Wisconsin State FFA convention beginning in Madison on June 9th.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side,
Now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
And another reminder that a lot of our June dairy celebrations are going to get started this week, and find the details at wisconsindairy.org. That's a look at food news on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yonke.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid-60s and a bit cooler upper 50s by the lake this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. A few showers tonight, low of 49 tomorrow. Cloudy with some rain and a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
I had to go to the doctor the other day. I'm in the waiting room and they make you fill out those stupid forms. Like, who should we notify in case of an emergency? I'm like, how about the doctor? How about that, huh? They're like, no, we mean like a parent. What the hell's my parents gonna do? They're like, Mrs. Laporte, your son's been in a terrible accident. She's like, oh, well, give him ice cream. He likes ice cream.
Confessions, the grassroots, local news. Time to sit to WRJN at 640. Looking for a cloudy day today. Highs in the mid-60s. Chance of showers tonight. Lows around 50. And then early showers tomorrow. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 56. Cloudy, 52 degrees now at Radio Park. You'll wonder where the next best invention's coming from. All right. When somebody blows out candles on a birthday cake, you know, spit and everything comes out on the cake, then they make you eat a piece of that cake with all the spit and germs on it, right? Well, this guy in Virginia invented a device that lets you blow out birthday candles with no germs or spit on the cake. Oh, I got to see that. I think that's something I'm going to buy and invest in. Wonder how he did it. Huh, they don't explain that part. It's 640, local news. Timeless hits, WRJN. Ah, you're waking up with the Beatles, and I feel fine.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so.
I never understood which was the big hit on that 45 RPM. She's a Woman or I Feel Fine. I think they're both equal, aren't they? Yeah, pretty sure. 6:43, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, science can show you how to take the best nap for your specific needs. For example, if you need to be more focused, take a 10 to 20 minute nap. Need a complete restart? 90 minute naps are best. They put you through a whole sleep cycle. And if you have no time for a nap at all, rest your eyes for a few minutes. It's better than nothing. So go to your boss today and tell that person, I need a complete restart. I'll need a 90-minute nap. Don't wake me for an hour and a half and see how that goes for you, huh? Hey, got the tremolos. Here comes my baby on WRJN.
Baby, here she comes now.
Tremolos, Here Comes My Baby, 646, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Looking for a cloudy day today, a nice day though, highs in the mid-60s. Chance of showers tonight, lows around 50, early morning showers tomorrow, otherwise cloudy, highs near 56, cloudy 52 degrees right now, right here at Radio Park. According to a poll, these are the three strangest team-building activities companies have put people through. Has your company ever done that before, a team-building exercise? We did it here years and years ago, and it was pretty simple, and it was nice. It was a good weekend. Working together to write a song about the company making... Could you imagine that? That's not too bad, making a song, a jingle about the company. How about making 20 people run a 200-mile relay race across the state? That's a team-building exercise. And finally, the weirdest one of all, dropping the staff off in the wilderness, making them figure out how to get back. It is a team-building exercise. That's kind of dangerous, though. Hey, we're getting ready to enjoy Racine's famous North Beach again. And this year, we're teaming up with Racine's Beachside Oasis to keep the summer fun hot all season long. Now, the Oasis is open Tuesday through Sunday and has good food, live music, even yoga. In between the activities, you'll hear our timeless hits on WRJN. So make summer fun this year at Racine's Beachside Oasis on the North Beach with WRJN, of course.
Craving something warm, savory, straight from the oven? Head to Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where handcrafted quiche is one of their many passions. Sink your fork into the caramelized onion and bacon, a rich blend of sweet, smoky goodness. Try the spinach and gruyere, where tender greens meet the nutty melt of aged cheese. Or savor the garden fresh combo of spinach, mushroom, and feta, a favorite that's perfect for sunny mornings and laid-back brunches. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Oh,
hurry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day.
DC5 over and over. 6:52, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Going to be a cloudy day today. Highs in the mid-60s, cloudy 52 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Well, Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer. We talked about that. So a bunch of etiquette experts came up with a list of the rudest things people can do at the pool this summer. They include bringing glassware. You don't want glassware because if it breaks, people are walking around barefoot. So don't do that. Blasting music. Not everybody likes your taste in music unless, of course, it's WRJN. Saving lounge chairs all day. I'll tell you a quick story. I was with my parents in Santo Domingo one year for New Year's Eve, and we were poolside, and all the chairs had towels on them. And I said to the attendant, I said, well, can I sit in these chairs? He goes, no, they're reserved. I said, I don't see anybody. Well, they're reserved for the day. I said, well, can I sit till they come in? No, you can't. They're reserved for the day. They probably tipped this guy $20 to reserve each chair. And I couldn't sit in it. I just took the towel off and sat in it. What's he going to do to me? I'm a paying customer at the hotel. But yeah, they reserved the chairs all day long, even though nobody was sitting in them. What a nerve. Also, showing up with a contagious condition, letting your kids run amok at the pool, hopping in the pool with an open wound, and using the pool as, what's the best way to say this? A toilet. You don't want to do that. And don't send your kids in the pool to do it either. It's too lazy to take them to the bathroom, all right? That's gross. Shocking Blue and Venus, 6:54, local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
It got us on a mountain.
Blue and Venus. It's 6:57. Local news, timeless, it's WRJN. Hey, looking to lose some weight? I mean, seriously looking to lose some weight? Here's a fun fact. A cup of live jellyfish provides just 5 calories, one-third the amount in a cup of celery. Yeah. So just in case you were looking to expand your palate, live jellyfish. Can you eat that? Is it safe to eat live jellyfish?
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they call her Dawn.
Dawn, it's 6:59. Local news, Tamla Sits, WRJN. Got a new survey here. 82% of people admit they have forgotten their anniversary at some point in a relationship. 68% of people will consider breaking up with a significant other if they forgot an anniversary. See, I'll never forget my anniversary. It's etched inside my wedding band. So anytime I think I might have forgotten, I just take it off, and there it is. I'll never forget. 7 o'clock now. Let's check news.
Local news and time.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. 8 down, 2 to go. Officials in Louisiana say they've captured 3 more of the men who broke out of jail almost a week and a half ago. CBS New Orleans, Lily Cummings.
Linton Van Buren was arrested by Baton Rouge police. Police say they received an anonymous tip and found Van Buren sitting on a bench near a department store. About an hour later, we learned 2 more inmates, Leo Tate and Jermaine Donald, were captured by Texas authorities in Walker County. Police say the pair led authorities on a high-speed